Our regular Friday guest, NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams, joins us now. We asked Juan to preview the weekend political talk shows that help set the agenda for what will happen in Washington. Juan's a contributor to Fox News Sunday, and we asked him to review the news as well. Juan, yesterday the president went to Capitol Hill to meet with Republican lawmakers. How do you think he did?
Well, Alex, the reviews haven't been great. I think one of the reasons is they were all packed in the basement of the Capitol. And the idea was that the congressmen were going to get to ask the president questions. So they actually set up microphones in the aisles, but it turned into what everyone's telling me was a pep rally, and no one got to ask any questions of the president. So what it looks like from the White House perspective is this was a preemptive strike, if you will, Alex, to say to people, let's hang together, let's not get too pessimistic. The news hasn't been great, but we're still in the game. And you get the sense, as you walk around Capitol Hill these days, I think maybe best expressed by Senator Susan Collins of Maine, which is a swing state, a state that's up there for the grabs in the November election. She says people want to know where we're going. And all of these guys and gals are going home for a 10-day break right now, approaching Memorial Day. So there's going to be a lot of back and forth with Republican lawmakers, especially about the direction of the U.S. policy in Iraq. And I think the president went up there to try to settle down any kind of Republican backbiting. You know, some people say they're nervous Nellies. There's some people who are crepe hangers. They see a funeral coming. And so his purpose there was to say to them, slow down, we're all on the same team. We can hang together and get through this.
Who is going to be on the talk shows this weekend? Is it going to be Republican senators or maybe a couple of these generals who testified at the really remarkable hearing of the Senate Armed Services Committee this week, in which the top military commander said the doctrine in Iraq is a mess?
Well, no, those gentlemen will not be on your Sunday talk show.
The Pentagon's not sending them out again, is
no,
it?
No, in fact, the Pentagon's not sending anybody out. The White House is not sending anybody out. On the Sunday talk shows this weekend, Alex, Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton and Senator Lindsey Graham will be on Fox News Sunday, and also Ahmed Shalabi will be on Fox News. Pat Roberts, the senator from Kansas and who's heads the Intelligence Committee, the Republican, will be on Face the Nation. He'll be talking opposite Jack Reed, who's on Armed Services. And then Ralph Nader will be on ABC with George Stephanopoulos. So you see the generals who have been in the lead all this week in terms of the news will not be there, and no White House officials are out this weekend.
You know, you mentioned Ralph Nader, who, of course, is running his independent campaign for president. You didn't mention John Kerry, the Democrat who's going to be running against the president. He met with Ralph Nader this week, but that's about all the news that Mr. Kerry made.
It's kind of weird, isn't it? You know, when I talk to their campaign, Alex, they say there's no need for us to jump in the midst of the president's troubles, let your opponent defeat himself when he's going down. But what's happened is very interesting. He has not developed a message that would say, here's where I stand, here's where I distinguish myself from the president on Iraq. And when he met with Nader this week, the one thing that was so apparent is that Nader believes that the U.S. should pull out of Iraq. Kerry is nowhere near that, still saying that we need to show resolve. We need to, he sounds like George W. Bush to a certain extent. But the president is going to go on the air this coming week with a series of ads in which he's going to say that John Kerry is playing politics with national security when he criticizes anything that George Bush has to say about the conduct of the war in Iraq. And in fact, George W. Bush will be going out on the campaign trail basically for the next 6 weeks. He's going to help dedicate the World War II Memorial here in Washington. He's going to go to Normandy for the 60th anniversary of D-Day. He's going to attend the Air Force Academy graduation and give the speech there. So he's going to try to burnish his credentials as the commander-in-chief. At the same time, on TV in the swing states, put big money into hammering John Kerry as someone who is doing nothing but flip-flopping on the Patriot Act and criticizing and carping over a difficult course of events in Iraq.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams from Washington. Juan, thanks for joining us again on Day to Day.
Good to be with you, Alex.